From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. United Nations said Monday that an aid convoy carrying humanitarian assistance had started entering the town of Douma in Damascus's besieged rebel-held suburbs of eastern Ghouta. The UN's Humanitarian Affairs Office said in a Twitter post that the convoy of trucks carrying health and nutrition supplies, along with food for 27,500 people in need. It said some life-saving health supplies were not allowed to be loaded. Monday's convoy sparks the first time an aid delivery is allowed to enter eastern Ghouta in nearly 3 weeks. The big winners in Italy's election are a rival pair of populist and stridently anti-European Union political forces. Sabina Castelfranco has more.
Sunday's populist victory is not good news for migrants from Africa or those trying to enter Europe through Italy, as winning factions have been clamoring for measures to stop migration and increase deportations. The outcome of the vote, which effectively delivered a hung parliament, paves the way for a prolonged period of political instability. And President Sergio Mattarella is not expected to open formal talks on forming a government until early April. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Turkey's state-run news agency said that Turkish police detained four Islamic State suspects as part of an investigation into a possible attack on the U.S. embassy in Ankara. The arrest came as the embassy was closed Monday over an unspecified threat. The Turkish deputy prime minister said the U.S. embassy had shared intelligence with Turkey's intelligence and security authorities, leading to, quote, important results. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says Mexico and Canada would be exempt from his planned tariffs on steel and aluminum imports if they can reach a new and fair trade agreement with the United States. Isha Sarai has more.
The U.S., Canada, and Mexico are currently in negotiations on revising the North American Free Trade Agreement, with the latest round of talks wrapping up in Mexico City. Trump contended Monday on Twitter the 24-year-old agreement has been a bad deal for the USA. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
Israeli media reported Monday that a third confidant of Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to turn state witness and testify against the prime minister, who faces a wave of corruption allegations. Various outlets say longtime Netanyahu family spokesman Nir Hefetz agreed to testify in return for a more lenient punishment. He joined Shlomo Filber. Both are under arrest on suspicion of promoting regulations worth hundreds of millions of dollars to Israel's Bezeq telecom company in return for favorable coverage of Netanyahu and his family by the firm's popular news website. Netanyahu denied any wrongdoing. China kicked off annual meetings at its top legislature on Monday. During this year's gathering, the National People's Congress, delegates are expected to pass a proposal that would allow President Xi Jinping to become China's president for life. Bill Ide reports.
Arriving in fleets of buses and marching in line, more than 2,000 delegates gathered at the Great Hall of the People for the legislature's opening session. Premier Li Keqiang's government work report carried familiar pledges to limit financial risk posed by mounting local government debt and to keep China's growth stable. The party says the proposal to scrap the two-term limit on the president's time in office was a response to calls from across the country and party cadres. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
A U.S. Navy aircraft carrier is paying a visit to a Vietnamese port for the first time since the end of the Vietnam War in 1975. U.S. Ambassador to Vietnam, Dan Crittenbrink, highlighted the visit's significance.
I think the visit by the USS Carl Vinson demonstrates our commitment to the U.S.-Vietnam partnership, and it also demonstrates the dramatic progress that we've made in our bilateral relationship.
The visit is seen by many as both countries' efforts to stem expansionism by China in the South China Sea. A former Army brigadier who quit Zimbabwe's ruling party to protest the removal of former leader Robert Mugabe has formed a new political party named the National Patriotic Front. Ambrose Mutahiri had resigned from parliament last week, citing the military intervention that pressured 94-year-old Mugabe into stepping down in November as his reason. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.